Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show. Here on Tuesday, August the 13th of 2019. Oh, and by the way, can you believe we're halfway through August? I feel like August just started last week.
I totally agree.
And like 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was July. I mean, I feel like 3 weeks ago, it was like July 15th. It's crazy. Earlier on, like early July, it was going by nice and slow. Now it's going by way too quick. I guess if I keep my mouth shut about football season.
Yeah, maybe a little slower.
Yeah, maybe except for 2 weeks ago, it'll be before Labor Day. It'll still be a few days before Labor Day, but by that point, I can't do that.
Right.
Because by that point, listeners, those of you who were with me last year, the year before as well, but especially last year, you guys would know that the last week of August, we delve into football. Now, last year was a little bit before that too, but this year won't be as much because the high school portion is not starting this year until the same week as college starts. Because Thanksgiving being later. So, fair update. This will be real quick. And then we got only a 30-minute show tonight, but I want to get into the Word. So, I'll just tell you this real quick. Then we're going to get into the Word for a few minutes. And then I'll tell you my sports update that I was going to give last night. But I didn't because I preached my time away. It was only set for an hour, and, you know, 6:55 came and I started to teach, and then 7:30 came and I was like, oh my goodness, I teach my time away. So that's how it was set for 8:00 before the week, you know, and I was like, I teach my time away. So I didn't have to support that. You know, stuff happens. But, anyhow, so. Fair update. I didn't go yet. I would have went earlier this afternoon, but some got caught up, but some stuff. But I'm gonna go over there right after this. I'll let you know tomorrow how it is. I do know that Star Dancer is on the midway, and it looks bit more like the remix than the G-Force. And we were coming up with a good name for a remix, G-Force hybrid type mix. We decided Reforce was a good one. Or maybe G-Mix. I love G-Mix, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you like that almost better than Reforce?
Yeah.
I like G-Mix better, don't you?
Yeah.
Me too, because it's G hyphen and then mix. Because then you got both in there. And I reminisce about, only had the remix for 2 years, but I reminisce about the rides I took on it. Midland County Fair in 2012, Midland Mall in 2013, Ionia Free Fair 2013, Midland County Fair 2013, a combined, let me think here, at the mall, I rode it 3 times at the mall, 5 times at Midland County Fair of 2013, I think, three times at Millen County Fair 2012. Maybe four. Because both times that I went and rode rides, I did it twice. That time, so it's like 13 rides of Remix in 2 years. 13 times. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
And then, I would say other than the G-Force, I would say that was my favorite one. I think it still would be. Now, G-Force, the reason it didn't get rode as much always because you had to have extra tickets. And it wasn't at the mall because it was too big for that parking lot. Otherwise, you imagine I would have rode that one more than the Remix, don't you? Because and then we'll go see what's going on there. What are the animals up to? Do the cows still move? I don't want to hear a cow quack and a duck move and a horse cluck or whatever. That'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, another result. We're going to see. And by the way, the 4-H'ers, they do such hard work. They do such hard work. 4-H is really a key part of the fair. It teaches the kids about agriculture, and just amazing what those kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know some kids who did it?
Actually, no.
But even Madison. You know somebody I knew, that Laura I told you about before, her daughter, she did it. And it's just awesome what these kids do. All right, we're going to pray, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the turn tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon this message tonight, and that we will do the Word of the Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you use me to deliver this word. Thank you that these people receive everything they came for tonight. Excuse me. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Kings chapter let's back up a little bit. To chapter 4. I'm not going to read the whole chapter tonight. I don't have time for that. I am going to read verse 1. Down to Actually, no, I'm not going to start with verse 1. I'm going to start with verse number... Well, I'm going to start with this. Verse number 38. 2 Kings 4:38. So we'll start beginning with that. Now Elisha returned to Gilgal, and there was a famine in that region. While the company of the prophets was meeting with him, he said to his servants, "Put on the large pot and cook some food for these men." One of them went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine. He gathered some of the gourds and filled the fold with his cloak. When he returned, he cut them up into the pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. The stew was poured out for the men, but as they began to eat it, they cried out, "O man of God, there is dust in the pot," and they could not eat it. Elisha said, "Get some flour." He put it into the pot and said, "Serve it to the people to eat." And there was nothing harmful in the pot. Verse 14. A man came from Baal, Elisha, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of bread. 20 loaves of barley bread. From the first fresh grain, along with some heads of new grain. "Give it to the people to eat," Elisha said. "How can I set this before 800 men?" The servant asked. But Elisha answered, "Give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord said. They will eat and will have some left over." And he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. Now, what you see here is the, you know, Elijah, the man of God, there would be people who were hungry, and Elisha had these people, and he had a servant make them his stew. He found some, he went out and got the stuff to put in the stew, and what do you know? The guys say, "You know, we can't eat this. Death in the pot." But Elijah told the men, these people, "Servant, why don't you go ahead and put some flour?" They put flour in it, and then there was nothing harmful in it. So when you're stirring up the pot, let me ask you this way. What's in your pot? What's in it? Is it just good, wholesome good way to think of this is what's in your life. If you have, like, good, godly people, you have a good preacher that you're listening to. By good, I mean he has the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, a lot of that fire baptized church that you're going to? Or do you have poison? Are you living in sin? Are you going places you're not supposed to be going as a Christian? Are you hearing the word of God only and not doing what it says? That can be a poison in itself. That can be a deadly poison. Can kill your walk with God. And then suddenly you walk away from God. So, my challenge to you is, what are you sowing for yourself? Life or death? And if you're selling that from yourself, you gotta mess to clean up. And you gotta filter all that poison out. And that poison could be a lot of different things. Could be strong people you're hanging out with. It could be all kinds of things. God wants us, he requires of us to examine ourselves. That means that you should be able to find out for yourself where you are not right with God, in God, and get it. And get what's not right, get it right. And being, and I don't know about you, but I want to be right with God because I know we are in the last days. And this is not the time to be fooling around. Life is a carnival. Nope. It's not like that. It's time to get serious about God. What does that mean? You're preparing yourself for the end. Because when Jesus comes, it'll be a twinkling in the eye. It's going to happen that fast. And there's not going to be a Facebook post from God saying, "I'll be down to get y'all in 3 days. You got 3 days to repent of your sins. Go to such and such people and repent if you want to make the rapture." Nope. Why it's important to be living as righteous for God as you can. And not allow that death to be in the pot. And a lot of death in the past. But if you have good influences, you know, you're studying the Word of God, you're doing what it says, you're putting God's Word to practice, then you know what you got in your pot? Life. Yeah, life. And that's what... You can have dust in your pot if you want. I'd much rather you did. You may say, Miracle Man, no, you're perfect. No! But my point is, no, I'm not perfect. Nobody on this earth is. But we all have to be looking at ourselves, on ourselves, and examining ourselves. And if you find some things that shouldn't be going on, fix them so others don't have to. Because you will give an account on Judgment Day. You will. Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we will get this word in our hearts tonight, and that we will have for you with everything we have. We'll find out what's going on inside of our pot, and get everything fixed, and remove everything that is not of you. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we sport. So I went to the Tigers game on Friday. They won that game 5-2. Cabrera had an RBI. Edwin Jackson got the win. So he is now 2-5. That was the first quality start that any of the Tigers had in 12 games. And a quality start, by the way, means you made it through 6 innings or more. You may remember, Annie, like 6 years ago, the day that quality starts were basically routine for the Tigers. You could almost count on one hand the amount of starts that were not quality starts. Right. That's how few they were.
Yeah.
Because even those games, and there was, you know, a lot of the frustration at that point was always one, being the bullpen, and two, sometimes the Tigers didn't get the run support that their pitchers were giving them. Because the pitchers had been doing such a great job. They were shutting down so much of baseball. The Tigers pitching, the starters, remember?
Yeah.
Like they were like among the best. Like it was, like they were just so loaded. Several aces. We didn't have just one ace. I think we have 3, 4. I think there was literally 4 aces. Don't you? I mean, 4 that were worthy to be aces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great when you have a team stacked like that. I just wish we could have won a World Series with all that. But more on that later. Saturday and Sunday, the Tigers, well, they got roasted. Grilled, fried, sauteed, slashed, slaughtered, slaughtered, destroyed. 17-2 combined between the two games.
Wow.
So they could have essentially been fair food. Tonight, they'll try to redeem themselves at home. What they do, start it at 7:10. Hopefully, they can start winning again, folks. They had won Thursday night, too, an extra inning. Believe it or not. And I was hoping, hey, maybe they can win a series. Split the series. But because when I saw how good they did Friday night, that gave me hope. I think they just did that because I was there, maybe. And in games of my attendance, they are 9-1 all time. That is that's a very impressive record.
Yeah.
That is. So hard to beat. And the one game they lost was a game that Verlander pitched, but then the bullpen destroyed it. Because sometimes that bullpen is back to where it had been. Like Shane Green never did anything for it. Now that they traded Shane Green. Lions versus Patriots preseason. Oh! Lions, they rest most of their starters. Stafford doesn't play. Brady doesn't play on the Patriots either, but Lions get totally slaughtered. It was pathetic. And from what I've seen, is proof that the Lions need to stay as healthy as possible. They need to be very careful down there on that football field. But in football, the best way to be careful, I guess, is to just sit out. Or if they're focused too much on being careful, they might not play as good. Got to be careful so I can stay healthy. Be careful so I can stay healthy. It might not go over so good, you know? So, that being said, they got just totally manhandled. So try again this week. So, folks, until next time, folks, until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.